AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. Comey says he assumed the arrangement of shells reading 8647 was a political message and not a call to violence against Trump, who is the 47th president. President Trump talked about the FBI director he fired just a few weeks ago.
He's a dirty cop. Comey's a dirty cop. And dirty cops are bad. Nobody likes the police more than me, the law enforcement more than me, but Comey's a totally dirty cop.
The former FBI director was indicted in September on charges he lied to and obstructed Congress related to testimony he gave in 2020 about whether he had authorized inside information about an investigation to be provided to a journalist. He denied any wrongdoing, and the case was subsequently dismissed. King Charles' state visit continues with a speech to Congress. There'll be a state dinner tonight at the White House. An ex-NBA player and coach, Damon Jones, is the first person to plead guilty in a wide-ranging sports gambling case
that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including other basketball figures and reputed mobsters. Jones entered a guilty plea to a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud during the first back-to-back plea change hearings on Tuesday in Brooklyn Federal Court. Sentencing guidelines call for 21 to 27 months in prison. He's charged in separate cases with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Julie Walker, New York.
Oil prices climb again amid more uncertainty over the Iran war. The United Arab Emirates says it is exiting the OPEC oil cartel effective Friday. This is AP News. After losing 11 of 12 games, the Philadelphia Phillies fired their manager.
Rob Thompson is out after leading the Phillies to four straight playoff appearances. Philadelphia is 9-19 this season, tied for last place in the majors. Bench coach Don Mattingly has been named interim manager through the end of the season. Mattingly's son, Preston, is the team's general manager. This is believed to be the first father-son GM-manager combination in baseball history. The Phillies have a payroll of more than $300 million, but have been one of the biggest flops. Thompson is the second manager fired this year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Taylor Swift filed three new trademark applications with the Patent and Trademark Office. A legal expert theorizes it's to protect her voice and image from potential misuse through artificial intelligence. Two of the applications are sound trademarks covering her voice. One is of her saying, "Hey, it's Taylor Swift." I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.